Welcome, everybody, to the Rouge Rebels podcast. Previously on this podcast, we talked to the comic man about the Nile River, and it was awesome. Just kidding, it's a High Republic Adventures, but still really awesome. Nile's River is just as cool. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Anyway, hi, Dad. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Sal Dad. Look, that podcast doesn't come out till next week, though.
Oh, God.
So, it's fine. It's fine. Everybody, look forward to a really cool episode talking about High Republic Adventures
with
the comic guy. We got our comic guy to come on the thing. Like, you don't know our comic guy, but our comic guy is pretty cool.
Yes.
Do you want to keep introducing?
Okay. Next we have is my beautiful mother. Introduce yourself, please.
Hola. This is Liz. I'm shocked. My son called me his beautiful mother. Oh.
Oh, we also have a very special guest and a very special friend. Meet Vanessa Marshall.
Yay! It's Vanessa Marshall. Hi, aka Harrison Dula.
Yes, or as we have entitled this episode, Baby Hera.
Baby Hera.
You get to be Baby Hera.
She's not a baby. She's like at least 17, maybe.
No, she's not 17. 10,
she is 17. 12.
She's got to be like 10.
Was she 12? I thought she was 10, 14.
Oh, you think she's 14?
I thought she was, but I could be wrong.
Like, I'm going off of like outdated 2015 math from, you know, I got the like Rebels visual guide because I love my Rebels, and it's like signed by Mr. Filoni, and it says in that in season one of Rebels, she's supposed to be 24, and Kanan's supposed to be 29.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, if Kanan's, like, 14, then she should be, like, 9, 10, in theory.
Really?
Yeah, no. But it's a visual guide. Who knows? That might be wrong.
Well, I'm trying to remember. They said young teen, so I'm trying to remember if they gave me an exact number. I thought it was 14, but, I could be wrong. Well, she's certainly not 24.
Definitely not. She's still baby hair.
Much younger.
She is a baby
hair. Vanessa, just real quick, for those who do not know, for those woefully uninformed, Vanessa Marshall, of course, is the voice of the best pilot in the galaxy the Rebellion has ever seen. General
Han Solo?
Hera Syndulla. How are you going to, like, why would you just throw that in there, in the mix? Right before I come through.
I love Axel.
Like, I love the energy, but
Harrison Duel is just as cool as Han Solo.
Cooler!
She's cooler, dude.
I grew up on Han Solo, so I'm kind of partial to Han. But
yeah, but see, yeah, Hera.
It's kind of hard to unlearn.
Hera's got something else.
She's
got
a soul.
A spark.
She's like...
Like, Han Solo has, like, that something also. Like, he's got the pilot spark.
A different kind of something.
But, though. Like, Hera, like, she's such a... Like, we've grown up... You know this. You've met us at the beginning.
Yes.
We have pictures of you.
The first day of the rest of my life, I met you.
Yeah, Axel comes up WonderCon. To, like, your waist. Now Axel might
Ezra.
Be taller than you. Yep. I don't know. We'll see. One day.
Yep. Yeah,
you might be.
No, I am.
Okay. To confirm.
How tall are you, Axel?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm
5'8", I think.
Yeah, he's got to be 5'9", 5'10", maybe.
Unless I've shrunk in the pandemic.
We might have all shrunk in the pandemic.
But a little bit.
A little.
A little bit.
It's not wrong.
Well, yes. So Hera, we get to see her as a kid and all her unrealized dreams that she's sort of weaving in the very moment. I mean, it's pretty magical.
The start of the journey that we all know she's going to go on, but is still just a like distant sky dream in herself as she like waves her little hand to the sky with the birds. And
exactly.
She does. Okay, spoilers. We're talking about the episode. Okay, I didn't even say what we're talking about.
Yes, what's the episode today?
Yeah, that's my job.
Okay, that's your job.
So today we're talking about Rescue on Ryloth.
And
Deviles Delil.
That's the one.
Deviles.
I know, right? That's the one.
And Devil's Deal. Not necessarily in that order. These are obviously the two episodes of The Bad Batch, so if you're not caught up on The Bad Batch, you have already
Turn
been spoiled. You have already been spoiled, but disgusting. That's what. Don't worry. I got the whole thing. It should be written up. If you read podcast descriptions, you should be all good. Real quick, before we get into the full episodes, you want to check us out at theroguerebels.com. Hit up our Facebook page. Go like us there. Hit us up on Instagram and TikTok for some reason. I did a TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, and you can tweet at us at Rogue Rebels Fam. And don't forget, me and Axel are on Rogue Rebels on Twitch Thursdays at 3 p.m. because it's fun. What did we play?
Oh yeah, it was awesome. We found out who the white pumpkin was. That was nice.
Wait. Minecraft story mode.
Back it up. Wait. So we can hang out on Twitch at 3 o'clock on Thursdays.
On 3 o'clock. Yep. At 3 o'clock. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
What console are we talking about?
Sadly, PS4. But it's okay.
Not sadly. I wish I had PS4.
This guy's trying to start. You can access the Twitch anywhere. We can just only Twitch from our PS4.
I played Madden on PS4 for years. Hold on. I still have an Xbox from when Freddie told me to play Grand Theft Auto with him online, and I threw up in my mouth. So much. So I unplugged it. Maybe I can hook that up. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be great times. Okay, Usually, the video games is Axel telling us what's wrong and trying to explain the video. Because it's a game that Axel's playing, and I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Okay.
I
saw some Overwatch Championship last night. Are you aware of this?
I don't know. I know the game, and I know Zoe from Star Wars Geek Girl plays a lot of Overwatch. And she's always like, if you guys get into this, let me know. And I'm like, we will, if we ever get into it.
Okay, all right. Well, Axel, could you help me set up the Xbox?
Robin?
On FaceTime or something?
Sure, you plug in the aux cord.
On FaceTime when she's right ready, now, baby.
I have to pull it out of the box and make sure, yeah.
Vanessa's
we'll figure
like,
it out.
Vanessa's like, I got the Xbox in my hand right now. What do I do? What do I do? Now.
The HDMI to what?
Right now. I'm not putting it down until we're hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
something to look forward to. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's going
to
be wonderful. My notes are too long anyway. Everybody, share this podcast with your friends. This costs you nothing. This podcast is free. This content is free. We make it because we love it.
They might what have we... Spotify Premium.
That's not on us. Wait, we're having fun here and talking about Star Wars. Do you like to have fun? Points at audience. Do you like to talk about Star Wars? Hey, do I have a podcast for you? You're listening to it. Lizzie's not here with us today, but you can check her out on Star Wars Geek Girl. So make sure you listen to that podcast too. Go share them as well.
I think I'm actually talking to her tomorrow. So.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Hmm. I don't know if. Yeah, in theory, this will come out first. So
I think I'm talking to her late afternoon. So.
Good times. I wrote down quick news thingies, but I might skip over that. Did you guys hear about the Star
quick
Wars
news thingies? Yes, we need to discuss that.
Did you hear
That's
about
big deal?
Ronin, a Visions novel by Emma Mieko Kandon. It's coming in October 12th. Duh, I have it written down. And it's off of one of those Star Wars Visions shorts. And it looks like, and it's about this guy, Ronin, known only as Ronin, a wandering samurai as he travels the galaxy, telling the story of a former unnamed Sith. This sounds rad. And I have a picture here of the cover that they released. It looks rad.
I mean, if Andrew doesn't voice this, I don't know what.
Right?
Oh, it's just so dope.
That's sick.
A mysterious former Sith wanders the galaxy in this stunning Star Wars tale, an original novel inspired by the world of the Duel from Star Wars Visions animated anthology. Incredible. The Jedi are the most loyal servants of the Empire. Wow.
This is trippy.
Yeah, right?
This is trippy to me.
And it talks about how, like, there was a... It seems that the Jedi were in service to lords. Like, it seems very samurai. And then a sect of Jedi rebelled, and they became the Sith, and then there was a fight, and now the Sith are not in power, and this former Sith is, like, this, I don't know what this is about, I still don't understand it, it seems rad, the picture is rad, the blurb is rad, yep. I want to read this book.
Me too. So we have to wait till October?
We have to wait till October. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we'll be just coming off of the Star Wars Visions, that little animated anthology, comes out in September, that drops September 22nd. So, at least we'll have, like, 10 little weird shorts, and we can, like, dive into this and pull it all apart and be like, hey, maybe that's the Sith. Like, maybe we'll get to know that mysterious unnamed Sith and then worry about the book about him for a month.
Wow.
It looks rad. I love when Star Wars does crazy new things, and Star Wars anime and, like, Ronin samurai movie-inspired books is my jam. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm about this.
Well, that's happening.
I'm about this.
That'll be well worth the wait.
Okay. About this life. Baby, you know I like samurai?
Yes, you do.
Baby, what movie did I show the kids when they were real little?
Shogun Assassin.
That was it. That's the movie. That's the movie.
No,
it
was Ninja Assassin.
Yes, you saw Ninja Assassin 2, but that was different.
That was like my favorite movie when I was like 4 or 5. I don't even know how old
I feel like it was ever your favorite movie, but...
Well, I watched it all the time.
You did? Used
well,
to watch
I
it
watched it
gone.
All the time. Well, and then you also saw it.
Well, I guess I watched it when you...
That's gone. Fair. That's how things work in this house. Yes. Anyway.
Aww.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Baby Hera makes her Bad Batch debut in The Devil's Deal.
Yes.
What did Axel call it a minute ago? Like DeVille's deal?
DeVille's.
Okay,
DeVille.
Oh, Cruella DeVille's deal. Yeah. Okay.
No,
he was going like
no,
full...
No, I wasn't going
nope,
for that.
Nope, you weren't going for that? Okay.
I was just saying stuff.
First of all, Ryloth looks like more beautiful than it's ever looked, I think.
No, it looks worse.
Yes,
like,
right?
What? What? You are crazy, dude. Look at that picture. Look at that screenshot. That's
look
amazing.
At those teeth.
It's oh, he thinks the mountain has teeth. Okay. I get where you're coming from, but this is dope. Love it. Love it. We met Cham. We know Cham. We love Cham. We finally get to meet Eleni.
Yeah,
Hera's mom.
Her voice sounded so much like Hera's.
Yeah, but there's like it's like that Syndulla strength.
Yep.
Like, cause not knowing her, like we've only known her from like a stained glass window that Thrawn was like, as you can see, our person here. You know, when he's like introducing but enemy Hera Syndulla. He pronounces it Syndulla. Thrawn is hardcore. Yeah.
How cool is Phil Lamar too, as Orn Fritah? Oh.
Any Orn
so
Fritah like I know we're
Ta so much.
Are you okay, like I know we're not supposed to like him, but he's always so like such a like lovable to hateable bad guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that guy. Like,
yeah, but it was great to finally see Hera's mom and get a sense of where her strength came from. Yeah, and of course, Robin Atkin Downs is wonderful to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always liked Cham, and I like that. Like Cham sort of fits for me on that like side, like a little more towards Saw.
Yeah,
a little more towards like, hey, we do what we have to do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, as opposed to like the Bail Organas and the Mon Mothmas.
Very tucked
you know.
In. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like. Cham's there fighting for the people, but I like that we saw the other side of Cham that's like, no dude, we got to give this piece a chance, like,
yeah,
you know, that was really really cool and not what I expected.
Me either. And then of course to see Hera go hang with her uncle, now we see where she got sort of her rebellious, I mean where she started to splinter away from her dad.
I don't know if you're familiar with the book Lords of the Sith. But they did a book where it's like the Emperor and Vader, like they basically kind of like crash on Ryloth. So they're sort of like getting hunted down the whole time and they're trying to like get off. But it's just like the Emperor and Vader. And it's like, oh no, they're stranded. No, that doesn't matter. They're Emperor. It's the Emperor and Vader, y'all. Like if even if they're stranded, they're still very, very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's on Ryloth and it's like Cham. And in that book, like mom's not there. So, like, we know by the you know, whenever that book takes place 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, she's gone. But she's, like, mentioned a few times. Not by name, but there's a very much, like, he changed, you know.
Yeah.
So
I kind of thought something funky was going to happen.
Me too.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Watching both these episodes, I am, like, so scared for Mrs. Eleni Syndulla.
Yeah. I think a lot of people thought that that might be coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I don't know if I could have taken that right now.
It's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The pandemic's enough without...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I still don't feel like we're out of the woods. What if Bad Batch gets a season 2? Like, what if, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I still feel like there's a lot of possibilities that we still might see it on screen because it hasn't been covered anywhere else.
Also, Omega's so young.
Yeah. Omega... Yeah.
Who knows where she winds up?
How did it feel to know that Hera and a little Omega were little besties when they were little tiny people?
Unbelievable.
And
Yeah, I've said in other interviews, so, you know, if you've listened to me, forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but when I got the script and read, I thought it was so cool that she was hanging out with a younger girl and that they were checking out the spaceship and helping each other. And then in Rescue on Ryloth, they were working together. And,
yeah.
You know, she said, thank you for believing in me. That, to me, that showed the strength. You know, that when women help each other, that, you know, to me that was very moving. And of course, when little girls do the same thing, equally important to see. And, you know, but I didn't understand who Omega was necessarily. I just didn't really, I knew, oh, great, the Bad Batch. Oh, great. You know, they have a little girl with them. Oh, that's even cooler. But after watching every episode of the Bad Batch a billion times and then, that's who I'm talking to. Yeah. I already adore her so much. I mean, she's just so, such a problem solver, so fearless, so intuitive, and just wired the right way. She's just a really good kid, and I adore her. And then to fangirl out, like, oh my gosh, you're talking to Omega. That's Omega, oh my God. You know, like I had it, like, another level of experience of the scene. Whereas recording it, I didn't know, Hera didn't know her.
Right.
I didn't know her. So then to watch it, Vanessa knows her, and Vanessa was freaking out that she was, I mean, I don't know. It was a very surreal experience.
It's definitely like coming into it with all that context behind it now.
Yeah.
It's going to be different than like, all right, cool. So we're like little kids hanging around and we fly around and shoot stuff. Cool. I'm down with that. Hera's down.
It meant so much more to have seen where she came from and the bounty hunters coming after her and Fennec Shan, like, what? Cad Bane, what? Yeah. It was next level. Next level. Yeah, I so loved Hauser. Right?
Oh my God, dude. I loved Cad Bane so much.
Cad Bane over here. Okay. Axel was very enthralled with the Cad Banes, you know. Recent,
but how did we just never know that he was so cool?
We never know.
Well, I didn't know. Well, how was I supposed? Dude, he got his helmet punched off. Well, his hat punched off by freaking Voss.
By Voss, like, the cooler guy. But just like,
hold on. So, every single episode on the Bad Batch, Sal keeps saying things like, okay, where's Voss? Where's Voss? This is the first two episodes that he's been so enchanted or amazed or I don't know what. Look, this is the first two episodes where he had not asked where's Voss.
I can't figure out a way for Voss to be in this episode, but like, I wouldn't be mad if Voss and Baby Hera were friends for some reason at all.
Right?
Like, that would be cool. Hey, also you met this cool Jedi guy who's just like, hey, he's like an outside kind of Jedi.
I think my head would have exploded if that had occurred. I would have lost my mind. I would have completely lost my mind.
Like now where my head kind of goes is like, okay, like so Baby Hera is best friends with like this little girl who's hanging with these guys who also one time met this little guy and saved this little Jedi. Who later, Hera and that little Jedi are going to grow up and like start a whole thing and have a family and be running schemes on the ghost because she's an amazing pilot because somebody believed in her once when she was a tiny little baby.
It was meant to be.
Well, we can fanfic that.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
As usual.
Great.
We'll keep all those things and brilliantly alive in my heart where they belong.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. But yeah, Ornfree Tah's back, and he's like, man, the people just want to follow Cham. And Cham is trying to cooperate with the Empire and Hauser, and which you got Admiral Jerkface Rampart over here.
Very, very well executed, well acted.
Yeah, wonderfully done. The entire series.
But it's very interesting to see how Cham is a completely different person, right? He wants to be advocating for peace and even given a lot into it just to have his people experience peace, where we see him after when Hera and Champ meet again, and that is not the case, and there has been some serious trouble between them because it seems like Champ was taking things a little bit too far.
Yeah. You know?
So it's very interesting, and And I was honestly, I was terrified, like you, that I was going to see what happened to mom. And that's probably the breaking point when he changes.
Yeah, he would lose it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I really like seeing Gobi again, for sure.
I did too. I love how sweet it was when he was like, yeah, I'm going for a flight. And she's like, no, I really shouldn't go. My dad says I can't. And then he's, you know what I mean? Like, she's trying to follow the rules. And he's like, oh, it's too bad. I was going to let you fly. And she's like, let's go. You know, she's up the ramp.
All right. Okay, just this one time. Chopper, cover for me.
Yeah. So
that was wonderful.
Just that she wouldn't, you know, because a grown-up Hera would have just boarded the thing and already had it, you know, revving up. She wouldn't wait for permission or follow any rules, but it was so sweet to see her try and be a good girl, and then just, she can't help her nature, her curiosity, her love of flight, and, you know, that it's a mission to help get the weapons or whatever to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like she just couldn't help it. I thought that was so sweet.
And she, like, gets to fly, but they're like, hey, we're going to do takeoff and landing. You ain't ready for takeoff and landing yet.
Which she's like, 1-9-9-er. How's that?
It's so good.
I don't remember what pilot speak. She's like, I don't know. It was just so dear.
Yeah. It was really cool to see how, like, you know, Cham's trying to put a stop on, hey, we need to, like, cut this out. We need to give this piece a chance. We need to do all this. And Gobi's like, hey, maybe you should learn how to fly. You know, you seem to really like digging the fly. We got a little, like, you know, later she's on the edge of her little homestead. Homestead. She has a nice house. Really nice house. And she's, like, sitting there. And it very much reminded me of, like, Ezra when he's sitting on his tower. And Sabine later on the same tower. Like, that same dreaming. Because they shoot her and she's, like, looking at the sky.
Yeah.
You know.
Ezra, I remember that scene. Very
nice, rich
house. Poor Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra's house is very nice, I must admit.
Yes, he's pretty rich too.
He's not rich, but he's got a lot of helmets.
He does.
Ezra and, like, Martian Rowe are good, like, collectors of helmets. That's my Chopper. We haven't even talked about Chopper.
Oh my God, Chopper!
Little Chopper.
Chopper, same old, same old.
The best.
So cute.
R4 is better.
Why are you just shouting down everything? First of all, nobody's better than Chopper.
Yep.
But R4, like, there's nothing for him. He died at the freaking start of, like...
Which is why Chopper's better. Look at did you see Chopper sneaking into that base, dude? He came in behind, then he, like, uses jetpack to get back in line, and then he was, like, all cool. And then he blew up the droid that was at the terminal and was like, get out of my way, sucker! And then, like, plugged in, like...
He really did crush that.
Poor R4 get freaking decapitated.
By buzz droids at the beginning of episodes 3. Come on, man. Chopper. No. Chopper's got fight in him. R4, he needed a little bit more fire. Sorry, R4. Yeah.
I love seeing Chopper. It was so great to see Chopper. Yeah. And to see them interact.
That, like, made my brain go places. Like when I heard you say, I love, I don't know, but the first thing that I thought was... You were about to say, I love seeing R4 get decapitated.
No, of course not.
Of course, that's where the sentence was going.
That's what my son's head goes.
Yeah, of course, that's his first. Okay. Yeah, teenagers are jerks. Spoilers, family, people with small children over there. Teenagers, they just turn, like, a certain age, and then they're just, like, a jerk to everything. I blame the internet. I don't know. Chopper, like... I must say, it's been a while since I've seen Chopper, like, commit murders to other droids, and it was nice to have it back.
It was nice to see that somehow.
I'm sorry, random Imperial droid at the base who just got fried for no reason.
I loved it.
And then the two, the two troopers are escorting him, like, Chopper back, and, like, then when they catch him or whatever. And then when Hera and Omega are on the ship and they start shooting stuff, as soon as the troopers are distracted, he's like, pow, pow, and shocks them both down. And so they're like, yes, Chopper just dropping fools like it's nobody's business again! And he just, like, flies up, jetpacks in the mouth.
It was so good just to even hear him.
Yeah.
And the way he communicates. I don't know, there were certain things, like when... Hera was able to go with Omega and do sort of their portion of the mission. And I don't know, there was some sassy comment that was made and he just went, wah.
Yes.
There was some, like, punctuation, like, yeah, that's what I said. Or, like, He had a story.
We just know that he's going to have some sassy comment.
Something to say.
Yeah.
Chopper's super sassy.
I love Chopper.
I've got a story to tell.
Better be good, boy.
So one time on a Wednesday, we went to the comic book store, and you had to park the car, and you let me out early, so I just went inside. And then the comic man went in like, oh, flying solo, huh? And then he's like, no, he's just parking the car. Oh, he's parking the Falcon, okay. And then he said, oh, sorry, I meant the Ghost. He's parking the Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, baby.
Wow.
Comic book guy knows our brand.
Yes, he does.
Comic book like knows that we're rebels for life, ride or die.
I met a comic book writer last night. Her name is Jody Hauser.
Oh, what?
That sounds like somebody who's written Star Wars comics, because I think she has some of them. Yes.
She has, in fact. Yeah, she's totally cool. Like awesome. Yeah.
I think she's a writer.
She's really cool, and they play D&D. And
writing is hard.
What?
Oh, he was like, her art's awesome. And I was like, I think she's a writer? Question mark?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, that's art, too.
She's been nominated for Eisner Awards. And
wow.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny, because she came up to the table, and she knew the person that I was with. I guess they had known each other for years. And she said that she was a comic book writer. I was like, what? I freaked out. I was like, what? You know, and I said, you have the best life ever. And then this girl told her my name, and she went, wait, are you Hera? And I said, yeah. And she's like, you have the best life ever. And I was like, no, you've made a living as a comic book writer. That's insane. Like, that is, I mean, next level. And then she told me the Star Wars ones that she's done. And I was just like sobbing. And like, we're both like mutual fan club. It was the best night.
Nice.
When you meet someone who's, I don't know, that was just really, she's awesome. Great. So I emailed her this morning, hopefully. Maybe you'll meet her too. But she seems really cool. Yeah.
Anyway. I'm a fan of her Star Wars work for sure.
Yeah. You never know who you're going to meet in LA.
That's true. That's true. Let's see. We skipped over a little moment earlier where like Hera and Chopper get busted, like looking at the refinery, and they're like, we were just hanging out, man. And then the mom's like, yeah, get over here. Anyway, what did you find? Like,
that was so dope.
That was so awesome, dude. And there's a shot right there where you can see her ears and how she puts her ears over her lekyu, like over her lekyu cover. Mm. And I just love it.
Yeah. Mom and baby Hera both have their ears poking.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you can see the beautiful ears. Mm-hmm. Wow. Earrings, sorry.
And they were ears. in front of the estate, the Syndulla estate.
Yes.
And you can still see the wrecked Y-wing that, we saw in Rebels that they pulled Chopper out of.
Yeah.
You know? Man, that was really cool.
I just never thought about earrings as Hera. And now I can totally see them. And I'm like, that's a thing. Of course it's a thing. Why
not? Elena has a little hangy.
Yeah.
You know,
beautiful.
Rylotha. I like Hera's look. Like, how did you feel when you saw the? Like, did you see any of that ahead of time, or like?
I didn't see anything at all.
Yeah, you were like, I know what Hera looks like.
No, well, I had no idea what to expect. Honestly, I had no idea how this was going to come together. I knew nothing, and I had heard that it was looking great and that everyone was happy, so I was thrilled. But. I hadn't a clue. When I saw her, I just started sobbing.
Yeah. I love like the colors. Like, they gave her a little bit of like the brown, and she's got like a blue collar. Mm-hmm. But like,
her little like the head ties on the.
Oh, on her leku?
On her leku. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There it is. Wow. She has like, I'm just looking at these pictures. It's just so awesome.
The top of her headpiece, like, there's a little bit of blue like design in the very front.
Yeah.
And it like, it doesn't look like anything until you really look at it, and you can tell it's like a little, I don't know, like in real life, it would be like maybe something embroidered or something like that. But it always looks, I like it a lot. Her face is so like little baby Hera face.
It's, I just was so happy. I was happy to see Chopper, happy to see them interact. And I just felt like, oh, I felt home again. You know, it's been so long.
Yeah.
And, even at that age, it still felt like home.
Yeah. And you did such a great job voicing her.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, for sure.
It's crazy. I can tell it's Hera, but I can't. It's so different.
Yeah.
Well, I also.
But it's so, like, you can tell this her. Like sometimes, okay, so have you ever seen like where the boys just doesn't match? Like you have a conception, like a construct or like an idea of what you know what a character is supposed to sound like. But then when you hear it, it doesn't like, it takes you a while to like get warmed up to this. Mm-hmm. There was no hiccup here. It was just like, oh, that's Hera. Yeah, of course that's Hera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm glad it worked out again. I wasn't sure. You know, I did a bunch of different versions for them. Some younger, some with a thicker accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what was ultimately going to be picked. But I kept checking in with the director, Brad. I kept saying, like, you know, is she sounding young enough? Is that too thick of an accent? Do you want me to pull it back? Or, you know, we did a billion takes, and I was making him laugh. So I was like, well, that's good.
Good sign.
Yeah, but I just sort of got into the heart of Hera, and I just trusted my instincts, and I'm really glad that it worked out. I think what she doesn't know about flight is exactly how I am with my dad being a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by flight. I can see the spiritual benefits of getting high above the earth and getting perspective, and that's what my dad loves about it. And by trade, he was a news reporter. He was in the Air Force, but worked in the radio station for the Air Force in Germany. Mm-hmm. Never learned how to fly a plane. When he retired, I dared him to get a pilot's license. And he went and got an open cockpit biplane and started doing the aerobatics, like the hammerheads. Oh, wow. And mm-hmm. cutting the engine and spinning down to the ground. And I almost threw up, but I just thought he was the coolest guy ever. And so I have that reverence and naivete. I have no clue how to do any of that. So I know my reverence allowed me to imagine what adult Hera would be doing, but mm-hmm. it was a lot easier for me to kind of slip into the younger mind that finds it fascinating, and yet I'm completely clueless.
Right.
You know, so to explore that and age her voice down and then mm-hmm. take it to that hometown accent that she slipped into in Rebels,
mm-hmm.
To make that the dominant feature. And I do speak French. I studied French for about 14 years and have friends who speak English with a French accent. So it would have been maybe more difficult if I had to do an Australian accent or something. So luckily French is more in my wheelhouse. I can do Australian, but it was fun to play with all those elements and find mm-hmm. where she wanted to be. And when you combine it with Kiner's music and the animation, once again, just like mm-hmm. with Rebels, as a mm-hmm. fan, I was able to watch it, and it was nothing like I had imagined. It was so much right. better than anything I could have ever thought it would be. And Omega is just adorable. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You
mentioned like Kiner's music, and I've like the he did Clone Wars and Rebels and stuff, but also like I love like the Clone Wars, when they started, the Clone Wars music was just so different from they were like trying to be different from stuff in the movies, and then when they started Rebels, they started being like, hey, let's be more in the original style of the original trilogy, like classical sound, but Rebels kind of evolved into a place where it got to where they were taking risks and stuff. Like some of my favorite music cues are like Breaking Through the Blockade. The end of season 3, Zero Hour.
Yes. Yes.
Where they're picking up Callus, like the whole music that ties in from there, that goes all the way through the end where there's like a really long shot that follows Kanan as he like goes through the ship of survivors that they have, and he ends up with Ezra saying like, "Hey, there's a future for us." You know, when we're all free. I love that ending of the season.
Mm-hmm. How about then, the Loth Wolves?
Yeah, the Loth Wolf music. And
oh my gosh.
The
season 4, though. But
yeah, but season 2, where they go through I can't remember what it's called, where they're trying to get Zeb to his homeworld, and they're going through that space thing,
that stuff. Yeah, time warm or space. Yeah. I don't know what that was.
And then like season 4, where they're like where they activate, like when Ezra activates the temple to like self-destruct, mm-hmm. there's like a really cool music as they're all kind of getting out of there. Rebels is such beautiful music. And in the Bad Batch, in these episodes, like there was a lot of that beautiful stuff that took me back there. But then there was also like this weird new, like they're given Jerkface Crosshair, like these yeah. really heavy like music cues. Like he'll come out and oh. he'll be like, yeah. like, yeah. and you're like, what? Jerkface just walked on the scene. Permission yeah. to hunt them down. Oh. You're like, whoa! Like it got so yes. radical and it was dope.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I loved it.
Punctuating those moments for sure.
Cad Bane is like. Closer. Cad Bane is like the best. I remember one time on Zoe's podcast, I was like, you know, who's cooler? Yondu Odonta, head of the Ravengers, or Cad Bane the Bounty Hunter? I'm sorry, Yondu, but you don't suck. Cad Bane's just better than you.
I'm sorry, you've lost by 15% or so. Cad Bane with the new music coming in Wait. With some kinder, like, chicka chicka ching. Like, oh, coming yeah. in with the Western. Then that's what. When
Next level.
When yeah. Axel was like, he wasn't that cool before. And I was like, no. He was the same amount of cool, but now he's got the coolest theme in the world.
Dude, his outfit looks so much better. Like,
everything.
I didn't like his outfit in Clone Wars.
Yeah. You didn't like
I
his.
Fully screamed.
You didn't like the full coat? I like the full coat.
No, I don't like it.
I do like his outfit now,
Dude,
though.
He has like a vest in it.
Yeah, he does have a cool little vest.
It's awesome.
All right. What else we got in here? Okay. Oh my God, Jerkface Crosshair.
You
are making it harder and harder for me to hope for your redemption, sir.
Who?
I know.
Jerkface Crosshair.
Oh.
Like every yeah. time I see you, man, I just I want to punch you more and more.
It's okay. It's okay. We're not even looking for it.
You're not even looking for the redemption at all. You're ready for him to just go.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Nobody liked him.
What?
All Crosshair fans are mad. Please send your emails to Axel at somewhere.com. Please do not direct them to
That'll
us on Twitter.
That'll be one heck of a character arc if he does come back around.
Like, he's in this weird space, right? Because he's like
Well, and it's
chipped,
not his fault.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's a winter
exactly.
soldier, kind of, for
exactly.
all intents and
yeah.
purposes.
Yeah.
He was a jerk before.
But also, he's really just a jerk, too. Like, it seems like he's having fun being Winter Soldier. Like, maybe
yeah.
we'll see after it when he's like, man, I'm really sorry about all those things I did. You know, I will forever give up toothpicks as an honorable sacrifice to those we lost. But man, like, unless he's willing to, you know, like, right now,
sacrifice.
Right now he's real hateable. Not gonna
Wait,
lie.
Can we just, for 1 second, when the hologram comes and she's asking for Omega's help, I mean, if that didn't trigger Obi-Wan
yeah.
Kenobi.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Very strong vibes.
Look at Hera doing a Leia maneuver.
And she does like the whole thing about like, but then I love that when they get there,
yeah.
She's like, I didn't know if you guys were actually going to come. Like, I tried. Yeah. I just put it out there. You know, I put it out there. But
yeah.
I'm glad you guys are here because it was just me and Chopper. And our plan was like, but I didn't know how far. You know.
It seemed so, I mean, she really was making it up as she went along. Meaning,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can pay you. Like, mm-hmm. kids can't pay anybody.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she was so desperate.
Yeah.
But I'll pay you double. Like, it was so yeah. sweet to see her put everything on the line. To get them to help her.
Help her family.
Yeah.
Dude, the you part know? That I love is where he basically says no. So Hunter says no, right?
Yeah, Hunter's not having any of it.
And then
Nothing.
Omega is like, okay, girl, this is how you get to them. This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep.
But then on the flip side, she's working on Hunter too. Because like she first calls and like texts like, you know, kids always crying.
Right.
Yeah.
Making
and she's
a big
like,
deal.
No, we don't. Like, we are not always crying. I haven't cried once this episode.
Dude,
yeah.
I love Tech in this episode so much. He's the best.
Tech is like the guy who's yeah. just constantly on his phone looking at Wikipedia being like, I'm sorry, it's actually like 37 years, not 32, as you previously
right.
stated.
Right.
Tech might actually know how old Hera is in this episode.
Yeah, we should check with him.
We should check with Tech. But, like...
I thought it was obvious.
Yeah, I thought it was obvious. Did you guys not all read the same Wikipedia page that I read? But, like, when Omega's, like, turns to Hunter and he's like, you heard her, she's in trouble, like... And then he says something like... Hunter said, like, Hunter's the real voice of, like, the logical people.
Yeah.
But also, like, he's not heartless. Because
yeah.
he turns around and he's like, look, this is a big galaxy. We stick our neck out every time somebody yeah. needs help. You
right.
know, like. And then Omega turns around and is like, you're a soldier. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Mm.
And he was like, I hate this logic.
Like, I think what got him is when she said, I would do it for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And then later, yeah, the family thing. Because she's like, she's trying to help her family. Like, I would do the same thing for you. She's
right.
desperate. And that's where
exactly.
he's like, she
exactly.
ain't got no money. You know she ain't got no money. This kid ain't going to pay us. Also, that chopper droid seems like a jerk.
But if her parents are liberated, obviously she would pay it as
facts,
they did,
facts.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but then, and then when they did get paid, they gave it back.
Well,
yeah. Hunter was like, for your efforts, for your, like, you guys need a lot of help. There's a lot of...
I do wonder what happens with Eleni. Or when or how. Like, I mean, don't know.
I don't know
if we'll see that.
It's like those horrible answers that we don't want to know, but we got to know. Like, because we haven't seen it yet, but we know from context something happens. And we know that's a lot of the impetus that turns this... You know, like, when we see Cham and Rebels, like, they stun Hera! Like, they stun them, and they take, like, the whole... I mean, they knock out the whole Ghost crew to do their ulterior motives. You know? For Ryloth.
Yeah.
You know? And he's, like, fiercely loyal to his own kind of people first, but you also, like, gotta respect that. Like, Hera's like, look, dude, I'm fighting the bigger fight. Look, why am I telling you this? You know.
Dad.
But, okay, this better be good, boy.
I'm sorry, but I'm an idiot. I thought that we were talking about the second episode.
We're talking about both.
What?
Yeah, both episodes.
Yes, all together. But we're kind of jumping around because, hey, my notes are sloppy.
Well,
it is what it is.
I just want to say that I love the Admiral so much in this.
You talking about the Imperial guy?
Oh, my God, I love him
Why?
He's the best. He's just like
he does
one.
Have a few lines that just hang there and haunt you.
That's my phone.
Okay.
What? Why?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Random random 4 o'clock alarm, everybody.
Fire,
random 4 o'clock alarm. When they
go
with Gobi on the little moon to meet up with the Bad Batch the first time. I know we're jumping back and forth here, audience, but it is what it is. I hope you all have seen both episodes, and I hope you are not depending on me to get the full synthesis, because there is nothing better than watching these episodes on your own. With the Kiner music and this beautiful, like, animation and lighting by Joel Aaron and all the people that put this kind of stuff together.
Incredible.
Just this shot of the ship that they have, that landing on the moon. Like, it looks so beautiful. They're just, like, the animation is so pretty.
It is.
For lack of a better word. I just look at that in the show notes. And that's where
Hera
meets her little friend Omega. You know, and she's like, show her around the ship. Like, okay, like the very first time you're meeting Omega, she's like, hey, show me around the ship. Like, you get to live on a starship? Like, how?
Yeah.
Very Anakin Skywalker vibes, like a little bit.
Yeah. So naive.
Yeah.
Little does she know.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, we know that a lot of her dreams come true. But also, we also know that she has such a hard life.
Yeah.
You know, like, knowing where she goes. And, like, you've been there. Like, Vanessa, now we've seen Vanessa go through the entire, like, Rebel series, which in itself is some of the best, if you ask me, the best storytelling in Star Wars. And I don't know when and if it will ever be topped, in my own personal opinion.
Mm.
And then you also have, like, you recently did Squadrons. And we see, like, her at the beginning, like, in the general of the New Republic career.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of going back to do Baby Hera. So we've seen her through you at a lot of different stages of her life.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that you always bring to the character, and I think that's one of the things that makes it so endearing and resonant, is the heart of Hera.
Mm.
Like, she never becomes, like, a pessimist in the way that some people, like, even her father, Cham Syndulla and Saw Gerrera, they kind of lose that sometimes.
Yeah.
Hera's always there. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're all fine now. How are you?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Okay. Like, we never lose the heart. She never loses the heart. And, like, there's a, like, earnestness in Hera's character that always comes across. And, like, I don't want to say, like, a weird purity, because you have, like, some of those characters that have that, like on the other end of the spectrum, you could say, like, the Mon Mothmas, who, like, they're not willing to get their hands dirty if you really, like, you know, like, but also they're unwilling to do what needs to be done. Like, you need those characters that strike that balance. Like, Saw Gerrera is probably too far on the other line, but you have characters like Hera, you have characters like Jin, who are willing to do what needs to be done, no matter the price or the cost. They're doing the things that they think is right. Like, and I think, like, Hera now is one of those great characters of the Rebellion that I'm so glad that we have gotten to meet, and I think stands up there with the characters like Leia Organa, who is like is a lot like Hera. They mm-hmm. are both leaders. They are both willing to do the things themselves as well. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. other than the people that sort of sit back and take more of the leadership role.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's just something I love about Hera.
Yeah, it has been so much fun to play her in those different situations and scenarios, for sure.
I remember, Dad, you sent me sent this photo of the clones at soup day. And this clone was just, like, so happy. He was smiling, and it said, this clone was stupid hyped for soup day.
Okay, once again, this is not a meme podcast, but thank you to the animators who animated the super happy clone in the episode Aftermath of the Bad Batch, who was very happy to get soup, because we screen capped that, and that has been a nice, wonderful... Well, not somebody screen capped that, and I saved the meme. That is all. And Axel, if you know anything about Axel, he loves memes.
Oh my god.
And I'm sure you guys know that by now.
So the next part is where, like, basically, so Hera and, I'm sorry, Toby?
Gobi.
I always, like, think about Toby for some reason.
Toby from The Office?
I don't know. Gobi right. and Hera Toby come back, right? And so they get arrested.
Right. So they, yeah, they catch them and they're like, like Crosshair shoots them down.
Yes.
Another jerk feather and Crosshair jerks cap.
Yes.
It's so hard to forgive him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, like, they're sort of arrested, and then the Syndulla sort of get together and are trying to, like, break them out, and then they sort of get caught, and, like, they use Crosshair to shoot Orn Freyta in the head.
Right?
Okay, apparently he's fine, though. He's recovering. He's all good.
What?
they say that in the next episode. They're like, he's recovering, but this assassination... They keep calling it assassination attempt, and I was like, he got shot in the head, but now I'm looking at him, and he's got, like, extra Leku, so maybe that was, like, an extra little... blast shield on his head. Plus, I think he's in that Lords of the Sith book. So he does make it.
Oh, yes, he does. You're right.
He does turn
right.
it around. Maybe he just loses a Leku. I don't know. I don't know. But, like, and they frame Cham Syndulla for it. So it's, they're trying to get, that's Admiral Rampart's whole plan on why we will get the people to turn against Cham Syndulla, the radical guy.
I'm sorry. But I think Rampart might be my favorite character.
Really?
He's so funny.
Sir.
He's just such a funny guy.
Sir, I don't like these jokes.
Funny? Wait.
Yeah, how's that funny?
How is he
you?
Funny?
I don't know. He just seems like such a nice person. Well, no, not a nice person.
Not about this guy. No.
I just love him
Your
so much.
Brother is confused. Yes, he is.
Worried about my son. And then the episode ends. But like Eleni throws, you know, Hera's in the little... speeder with Chopper, mm-hmm. and she's like, go, 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 and Chopper books out, and then, like, you get the scene, like, Hera's reaching out as she watches her parents disappear behind a gunship, you know, and that's what leads Hera to be like, look, I gotta send a message to somebody I met yesterday.
Yeah.
But you and your people look like you know what's up, so hopefully this pans out.
I love that Omega made it happen. Mm-hmm. I just think that's awesome.
I love that Omega's willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of heart is like, that's like a lot of the core of Star Wars, is these people that care. Like, the whole episode 4, A New Hope, is about Luke Skywalker being like, look, man, we need to rescue her. She's on the thing. And Han Solo being like, better her than me. Until he finally realizes that he can't leave his friends and turns around and shoots the guy to Darth Vader's left. you know, and like ends up saving the day, right?
That's why I like Hera better than
Guess what?
Han Solo. Another reason.
Another reason.
I've got something to say.
You've got something to say. This better be good. Greedo Shaw first. Did you say Greedo? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you're not.
Once again, send all angry emails to Axel at roguepeeps.com. Please give us a 5-star review before you say whatever you want to say to Axel. And we will pass that info along. Thank you very much. All right. We got Captain Hauser. We haven't talked about Captain Hauser and his beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah.
People love Captain Hauser.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, like, I can't decide who I love more. That guy or that guy?
Okay. Talking about Hauser or Rampart?
Yeah.
Like, Hauser.
It seems like an easy choice for me, but hey.
Like, for me, it's really hard.
Why are we even, like debating this, Axel?
They're both equally great. Like,
no, they're not.
Weird. Weird. Weird.
Anyway.
So, Hauser is a good-looking clone for some reason,
mm-hmm.
who happens to style his hair beautifully inside of his bucket. And then he turns out to like, and he's like kind of one of the first ones that we see that's like second guessing stuff like on screen. Because there's also a really cool moment in the Kanan comics where the clones that like are after Kanan are like, hey man, you think it was weird how like they said Order 66 and like before we even knew what we were doing, we had already started killing people. Like, it didn't even kind of, like, register, huh? Don't you think that was weird? Yeah, it was a little bit weird. Like, and they start to question a little bit of it. Right. And I think Hauser, like, it's not... He's not quite questioning the order, but he's questioning the direction that the Empire is going in. And he
I'm
ends
so
up helping.
Grateful. And his speech at the end, like, who will stand with me? That, oh, gosh.
And, like, there's others out there. They do stand with him. Like, half of the clones arrest the other half.
Yeah.
And that's
D. Bradley Baker.
Powerful.
Mean...
Okay, like D. Bradley Baker. Like this whole show is D. Bradley Baker.
Dude, D. Bradley Baker is like so cool. He's like all the clones, and he's R2. Like that's awesome.
R2. Yeah. How is he R2?
Well, D. Bradley Baker is like the person.
No, that was Kenny Baker, sir.
Oh.
Different Baker.
Oh, okay.
Different Baker. Different Baker. Completely different Baker. Yes, but yes, D. Bradley Baker is all the clones. This good-looking one. He's all of the Bad Batch. He's Rex and Cody. Like. He's been doing this for a while, and this show is D. Bradley Baker times five and a little girl.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
All the time. Incredible. So, yeah, what he's been able to create and continue and do all the time is wonderful.
Thank God.
Yeah. We got little baby Omega and little baby Hera looking with their binocs, coming up with a plan.
He's so cute!
And I love Omega giving Hera the inside. He's like, look. He says he's not going to do it, but if you come up with a really good plan, like you got to bring it. You can't just ask him to do the work for you. Yeah. Like you got to bring your stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of the beginning of it. Like she's the one who believes in her and helps her. Okay. Well, you want to be a pilot, right? Let's go shoot this thing.
Yeah.
You know, Hera's first flight. How you feeling about Hera's first flight?
Loving it. I love, 'cause when she says, hang on, how many times have we heard Hera say, hang on?
Uh-huh,
I mean, sorry to scream in the mic, but, you know, Freddie used to make fun of me because Hera would just scream that. Like, that's her signature move. And I think we saw the first iteration of it.
I love the, like, not to get to, like, the jerk face tech thing. Is like, he's like, I'm getting better at this or something. And then he's like, yes, your erratic, unlogical movements are just as confusing to them as they are to us.
I died laughing. Yeah. When she starts to trust herself and then really fly better, I was so moved by that. I thought that was really cool to see.
It was. Yeah. And, like, we don't know what's happening. Like, we're like, okay, they're on backup and like with Chopper. And then Chopper gets busted. And then as soon as Omega's like, hey, those ships right there.
Yeah.
Like, we know what's about to happen. And we're like, oh my gosh, she's about to fly. Like, she's about to do it. Like, she's about. And then it happens. And like, it's just like wonderful chaos. Okay. About the like Bad Batch's little maneuver, like, tech hits the overdrive thrusters, they zoom in and like Tokyo drift across the base while Wrecker just shoots from the back of the gun the entire time, and you were like,
sick,
what? This is dope. Why do we not do this everywhere?
Yes,
can ships fly backwards more often? Like, that was the coolest thing. And it's a way to get Wrecker doing Wrecker stuff, but he's in the ship, not like he's usually doing it by hand. That was beautiful.
So good.
This awesome time. You actually told me this story. I don't know if I was there, but one time we were hanging out with Cameron, Leanna, all of them.
Okay.
And Cameron was like chewing on something. No, he wasn't. Like, Cameron had like, you know, little chomps with the metal.
Are you talking about the goggle story?
Yes, goggle story. You tell it. You're better.
You want me to tell it? Okay.
Yeah.
I will make it quick
because this is not a podcast about goggles. But in the interest of safety, let me tell you a goggle story. We were working on Femme Trooper armor in Kevin Weir's workshop over with Imperial Surplus. We were working with Leanna Vamp and her husband Cameron.
Yep.
And we're all kind of sitting there and like working things through, and we're busting out the rivet gun to get these, I think we're doing the belts or the boxes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron started using the rivet gun, and those little rivets pop out when you snap them through with the gun. And we're like, yo, put on, and Liz is like, put on safety goggles, dude. Like, just pop these. And he's like, I'm good. And then she was like, you know, ching, and a little one flies out
But they're no,
please,
go in really.
Please put on safety goggles. Hard. He's like, it's fine, it's fine. And she's like, she comes and grabs the ones off my head because I'm just gluing or something over on the side. And then she goes and she puts them on him. And she's like, look, just it'll make me feel better. Just please. And he's like, fine. And then he snaps it off and the piece flies directly, bounces off of his now safety glasses face and flies off in the other direction about 5 or 10 feet. And he's like, oh my God, dude. I was like, I would have been like, you saved my life, dude. And Liz, I told you. Like, all it is, just one little thing. Just please wear the goggles. So,
for some reason,
please wear safety goggles.
Safety first, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Safety first. And also, if you ever go to Sid's bar, she will call you a cool nickname like Goggles.
Goggles.
Mm-hmm. Goggles, bandana. What does she call? Tall, dark, and broody.
Tall and broody. So, yeah. Tall and broody.
So Hera rescues the fam. They all get out the back way because Hauser gives them the heads up. Mm-hmm. And
go Hauser.
Yeah. Go free Ryloth Resistance Movement or whatever it's called now.
No, I'm just worried about him. What's going to happen to him?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know what the future holds immediately.
How many more episodes do we have?
I think we have 4.
Oof.
And I don't know if we're coming back here. I don't know if this is the last we see.
So
little.
What?
That seems like so.
What?
We need more.
What's after this, content-wise?
Oh, like the next thing that we'll see is probably Star Wars Visions in September 22nd, I believe. The book comes out in October, so we're going to be on a little bit of an animation break.
What do we do?
Which is sad. I don't like not seeing Star Wars cartoons. I'll tell you what we can do. We watch Rebels.
We survived the end of the last season of Mandalorian. We will help each other through this dark time.
Yes, yes. But we only have till December.
In
till,
between seasons.
Till we get back to Book Mando of Boba Fett.
Mando is back. Oh, jeez. It's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, it's not going to be a bad year. But we got a month to kill.
I wish we had a Star Wars movie for Christmas.
Oh, it would be nice. It would be nice.
That just became such a tradition.
It did, and I'm sad to see you miss what?
We had the Christmas special, Lego edition.
Ah, that was last Christmas. We did get a Lego holiday special, which was wonderful. He's not wrong.
Awesome.
I mean, it's not the same thing, though.
Yeah, any Lego Star Wars is good times, though.
So you know,
if my memory serves me correct, we also had a General Syndulla in Lego Star Wars.
That's
just saying.
True.
Just saying. Yeah. With a cool jacket that I later saw in Squadrons. So
that was lots of fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
Like, Hera is definitely one of our favorite. You know our family? You know, in this house, Vanessa, in this house, Hera and the Rebels crew are like up on the top of our Star Wars love, our Star Wars respect, our Star Wars wishes, and all of our Star Wars like energy. It's all Star Wars Rebels, like Star Wars Rebels first, then like other cool things. I'm also looking forward to Book of Boba Fett, but Star Wars Rebels.
I think the feeling is mutual, and I'll never forget that WonderCon, the first sort of outing for this property its execution, and I cannot believe I met you guys. You know, taking that 501st photo, I saw you and then got to meet you after, and I still have those pictures. And that I really do feel like that was the first day of the rest of my life. Like, I've literally known you since the beginning of this, and it's just so beautiful to just, you know, Axel's like 7 feet tall now. And,
Axel will be playing the role of Chewbacca in episodes 10, 11, 12 because. Right? That's what's happening.
Llama Sue seems pretty tall, too.
Okay. We can go with that. Axel, start growing your neck out.
Yeah. But, I think the feeling is mutual. And the entire cast, you know, I mean, you've been at every opening, every closing, everything. And you guys are so well-loved. And it's you grew side by side with all the cast. So it's just been one of the things that I'm most grateful for out of the entire process, truly. So thank you guys for being family.
Thank you for
making this bringing this to us,
bringing the heart to Hera.
Yes,
that I think inspired us so much, and continues to inspire even little baby Hera.
Even baby Hera inspires.
little baby hair just makes me want to be a better person.
Wait, where is baby hair? Is
baby hair right there. That got screenshot right there. Baby hair.
Taller than Omega. She's like
That's true. She's taller than Omega. We'll ask Tech about that later. I don't know the specifics, man. This is a Wikipedia thing we got to get to.
For some reason, age 14 sticks in my mind. Okay, but, okay. You know, I'm trying to think where I can look to see, you know,
that
what...
makes sense. How I mean, she Omega? Looks... Like, she's 10, right?
I mean, we would think so. Like, okay. So, the clones were born 10 years before the Clone Wars, and this is after the Clone Wars, which in theory is another 3 or 4 years. Because the Clone Wars was a little more than 3 years. You know, so in theory, Omega could be 13 at the most, although maybe she was created at a later time.
Right.
But then again, if they say that her and Boba are the original things, if she's the same age as Boba, she's just way shorter and hasn't hit that growth spurt yet.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, what if Omega comes back in the next season?
What if Omega and Boba meet? That's kind of where I'm thinking. Like, that sounds a little crazy.
Jango treated Boba like a son, kind of.
He did, he did. And I don't think Omega got that treatment.
But I think somewhere...
I don't think he knew about Omega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So much to look forward to.
Yes. We never know where Star Wars is going to go, but I always trust the people over there telling the stories.
Absolutely.
Because they've done such beautiful things so far.
Amen.
Anybody else got anything to say?
Anything?
No, I think that was a podcast. Vanessa. Boom. As always... Speaking with you has been an honor and a pleasure.
Absolutely.
I don't know what else to say except that we love you very much. And we are excited and enthralled and very, very, very happy every time Harrison Dula graces our screen with your voice again.
We are.
Even if it's a video game that only I played. And I just showed the movie to the other family because they were like, hey, Harrison, this? Yeah, I'll show you. We'll go to YouTube and check out the full cutscenes because nobody has the patience to fly Starfighter but me. And I'm not even that good at it. That's a hard game.
Well, I'll see if I can't get my Xbox together so I can join you on Thursdays at 3 on Twitch.
Sweet.
That'd be hilarious.
It would be. It would be wonderful. All right. Vanessa, where can the internets, the people of the internets go and find you if they were so choosing to?
Absolutely. I am on Twitter at Van Marshall and on Instagram at Vanessa Marshall 1138. And there's a fan book page on Facebook as well. But come find me on social media. We'll nerd out together. I can't wait.
Sweet. And once again, you guys can check us out at theroguerebels.com. All social platforms, look for the Rogue Rebels. And I think that's a podcast. I don't know how to end it, so this is just how it's gonna go. Goodbye, everybody. Yay.
I love math humor.
That's the last word of the podcast.